Well, the following podcast is intended for our mature audiences. This podcast may contain daylight. That's what it is.
Lots and lots of haziness and fogginess. There's no fucking daylight out there. We're in England.
Yeah. All vulgar material, from the songs to the stories to everything. If that offends you, suck a dick.
And go yell at the people at MLR Live 3 this weekend.
Yeah.
Tell them we're too vulgar for the internet.
Yeah. And our opinions are only our opinions. It doesn't reflect the opinions of More Like Radio.
But you can yell at them this weekend at MLR 3.
That's right. In their faces. All that stupid face.
Or fight me in Vegas. I'll be the drunk guy betting on hockey.
Yeah. All right. Let's get this done. Ready?
Wait, what?
Hit that shit.
Oh, okay. Hello and welcome to the Elvis and Albert Show here on More Like Radio. We are recording live at the Halfpenny Pub of beautiful Newcastle, England. I'm Elvis Cage.
I'm Albert.
I'm Jameson.
Ah, there's three of us.
And Jay the bartender.
Crap, there's four of us.
What's up, guys?
What are we going to do?
Yeah, that's right. We have a full house.
It's like a reunion of sorts.
Yeah, it's been a while. We said last week that it's been over like a month since our...
Right before St. Patty's Day.
I think I have
it was
been
February
on, like,
to
all 2 months.
Yeah, that's right.
For all of us, it was February. We did our own,
wow.
I think.
Yeah.
Then I did one by myself.
Shit.
And then nothing. Then me and Alfred and then Jill.
Why are we so early tonight? Couldn't we do this
karaoke?
Tomorrow?
No, karaoke. I got work tomorrow.
All right. That's what I figured.
Then. Yeah. And also, why not do it early? It's not, you don't have to work anymore.
Yeah, I could.
It's true.
I have to work. That's how I got
you know. Yeah,
you
not
don't
to be
have
drunk.
To. It's Obama's America.
Try not to be drunk before the night shift changes.
I was contemplating, like, should I have one right now?
Nope. That's, nope. Oh, Jameson's being smart.
Yeah. Absolutely not.
Because, you know, it's 7:30.
Last time I drank this early was at my birthday. I was like, all right, let me have like one right now.
And you were done early that night.
I was done by 1 a.m.
Yeah. And by one, he meant an entire bottle of Jack
Daniels. I was like, I need to go
just
home.
Just a new one.
So everyone, welcome back to the Elvis and Albert Show. The actual,
the full line.
The full line.
The full traditional format.
Our website's more than up to date.
Yeah. Look at that.
We're all here.
We're on iTunes again.
Our Facebook has been doing some shit.
Yeah. Jameson doesn't know how to post onto our website, apparently.
I don't give a fuck. Nobody goes to our website.
More people go to our website than our Facebook page.
I doubt that.
People go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. When we post something new, we usually get at least 20 hits.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Yeah. It goes.
Yeah.
This one already had like 101 hits.
Wow. Yeah. Mainly because the Golden Owl cult's after us now.
Yeah. Like, who are these guys? The Court of Owls is like,
how do they know? Who told the brown guy?
I'm getting my fucking owl.
It's also because we were talking about weapons and guns we had last week. Before talking about the Golden Owls, like, shit, they're armed. We're getting that Golden fucking owl. Whether you like it or not. Rich old white people.
But Jameson, you've been to a lot of shows. That's what we were saying last week too. Like, we've been to like too many shows.
Yeah. And there's more coming up.
Dude, there's so many shows that I've been to that they all run together. They're like, oh, how was that show? I'm like, fuck, how was that show? When was that show?
Yeah, I was thinking about like, wait, when did I go to Interpol with that guy? It's like, was that November?
I don't even know, man.
Yeah, you see what I'm talking about? Yeah. Like, yeah, I feel like that whole entire...
I remember it was a great show.
I felt like Miami Avalanche was just like a month ago, but it was like 3 or 4 months ago.
I feel like that was the same week of like Interpol.
Probably.
Iron Sheik, Iron Avalanche.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pennywise, I felt like it was...
Movie Life.
Yeah. It was all the same week. That's why we were trying to say it last week. I'm like, wait, we should do like some reviews of like the shows we went to, but I'm like, I don't remember the dates.
But like, you guys go to shows every once in a while. Every night is a fucking show for me too. So
Michael
just
fucking
like,
Bolton, tell the people that Michael Bolton rocked your socks off.
Was amazing.
Michael Bolton,
I was Boltonized.
Yeah, didn't you post it? Like, wait a minute, I know that song. You didn't know his songs?
Well, he knew a couple.
Well, the whole thing was is like, I know who. For some reason, every time I think Michael Bolton, I think Kenny G. And I get the fucking mixed up. I'm like, I don't even know what the motherfucker sings. Then I'm like, I heard one song. I was like, wait, I know that voice. And I was like, wait a second. I know so much shit. So everything that he did, pretty much, I knew. I was started serenading old women. Making them moist. And
slowly unbuttoning his shirt, ladies.
Knocking the dust off that pussy.
What was that song? What's the song that he did with...
Moisting up those depends in a fucking weird way.
When a man loves...
No. He did it with the Lonely Island.
How am I supposed to... Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That was... Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah,
Jack Sparrow. Sorry, Jack Sparrow.
Did you sing that?
No. He actually did it on the tour, though. At like one or two.
Oh, really?
Venues, yeah. But he didn't do it there.
Oh, man. You would have flipped the switch.
I would have gotten crazy.
Well, the message is he didn't know why we liked that so much until he finally watched the video.
Yeah, you guys would play it on the jukebox, and I'm like, what the fuck? I don't get this song. It makes no sense. And then I watched the video. I'm like, oh, it all makes sense now.
Yeah.
Like, fuck Bolton. Like, what are you doing?
How did he look? Does he look like he? Because he always looked like an old man. You know what
he's
I mean?
He's like
Fred Willard.
60.
Didn't he just do another? Didn't he just do another song with somebody recently?
I wrote you this big sexy hook. I think you're gonna really dig.
Oh wow, that's great. Awesome. Should we just lay it down,
Boris? Let's get to it.
Yeah, this is it, right?
Yeah.
When we just listen to it, and you don't know the context of what's going on. You're like, huh?
Michael Bolton.
It would have been, yeah. If you saw the Lonely Island come on stage with him, that would be amazing.
Oh, yeah. Doors ain't no holding up. Black card at the bar like I gives a fuck. Maybe she'll be odd when we walk into the set.
Fuck the fellas looking jealous. Play the back and get wet. Leave a pound in my waist and shank in my Does he do a lot of yeah yeahs at the concert? Get stuff, yeah. Get shot. This is the tale
of Captain Jack Sparrow. Pirates so brave.
Like, I don't remember this song from the movie.
Yeah, I guess he can't really do this on tour.
Like, but he can, because he's got a lot of like backing track, I feel, to the show anyway. But, yeah, if you haven't seen that video, please watch the video, because the song makes absolutely zero sense unless you see the video and you're like, oh, okay. Now I get what you guys are fucking singing about.
Internet, not just for porn videos anymore. Also
mostly.
Comedy porn.
All right, what about the turn down for what video? That
song
doesn't make any sense.
That song makes no sense.
And the video just doesn't make any sense either, but it's more entertaining.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I think we got a new song from Daniel the Best Madsen.
Yeah, you were very excited about that.
There is a new song called Gorilla, and we're going to play that tonight.
You guys BFFs yet or what?
Nah, man. I haven't seen him since Warped Tour.
You should text message her. I'm sorry, email him and be like, so,
like,
dude, where are you going to
be
hanging out in front of places? I'll just hang out with you. I'm not going to go into Warped Tour.
Man, I can do that.
Oh, man. Who did we... We bumped into somebody saying they're going to Warped Tour. They might be playing.
I don't remember.
Shit. I'm still not going, though.
Yeah. I was using
one of our friends'
bands.
Is that what
you're saying? Yeah. Oh, Ignite might be there again. And then somebody else. Fuck, I forgot.
There's been a lot of drinking the last...
10 years.
I was going to say 12, but okay, yeah. It's like, you know, that band we're friends with, that one.
Yeah, you know.
The guy.
With the song.
Yeah, he's white probably.
Yeah, at the show. That night.
He plays the thing with the strings.
Yeah.
Or the drums, or sings. I can't remember what he does. He has hair or not.
Fred Ward. That guy, I felt like he always looked like an old man. Like, yeah. I don't think that guy ever
aged.
Fred
Willard?
Fred Ward from, like, from Tremors.
Oh, yeah.
This guy?
Oh, yeah. He was, like, 87 and fucking in Tremors.
Right? This guy never aged, you know?
He was born in 1979. Weird.
He was in some, like, weird movie in the late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah, Tremors.
Oh, no. I know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about, right? It was, like, the
ZMO,
Adventures.
The Adventures of ZMO. The Adventure Begins.
The Adventure Begins, yes.
Dude, I fucking own that movie.
That movie was retarded.
And the Asian guy there is a fucking white dude with fucking prosthetics.
Oh, yes.
Let's get the fuck out of here. Oh, what the hell was it?
Remo Williams.
Remo Williams,
The Adventure Begins.
Teach him how to dodge bullets. He does like the spin thing.
Did you see that thing that I posted? It was like the 75 most famous movies from IMDb from the last like 20 years or something like that. From I think it was like 84 to like 95.
No, was it on your page? Or?
Yeah, I posted it up, and it's like a quiz to see how many that you've seen.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
I saw like 73 of the 75.
Nice. What were the two?
Go to my page. I can't remember what the hell it was called. Everybody's like, oh, I've seen that movie before. I have no idea. I've never even heard of it.
Let's see. Let's
see how far we got to go down here.
It's like three or four things I want to say.
Oh, you didn't see Krull and the Elephant Man?
Yeah, Krull.
Krull? I have Krull.
What is Krull?
Krull. Krull.
It was like
Krull
one of those like fantasy like legend ones.
Yeah, and the guy had this thing called the glaive, and he would, you know, he was throwing
that's
at the dark.
I'm surprised that's...
It had a Cyclops so in it and a whole bunch like of Clydesdales with fire on their feet.
Well, you could be that guy.
Let's go through the list.
With that beard, you could be that guy.
I pulled up the list. Let's see. Adventures of Babysitting, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Back to the Future 1, 2, and 3.
Yes.
Batman, the original one.
Uh-huh.
Beetlejuice.
Of course. Yes.
Beverly Hills Cop 1, 2, and 3.
Yep.
Big.
Yep.
Bill and Ted's Bogus and Excellent Journeys.
Yes.
Braveheart.
Yeah.
Yes.
Casino.
Yes.
Commando.
Yes.
Dead Poets Society.
Yes.
Die Hard, Die Harder, and Die Hard with a Vengeance.
Yes. Own it, own it.
Edward Scissorhands.
Yes.
Own it.
Elephant Man.
Own it.
Really?
Yeah.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Own it.
Yes.
Rambo First Blood Part 1.
Own it.
Flash Motherfucking Gordon.
Own it.
Flight of the Motherfucking Navigator.
Own it.
Yes.
But it doesn't hold up, though.
No, it doesn't. I got the 3-pack with that in that.
Wait. Flight of the Navigator does not hold up.
I have to get
the Last
that
Starfighter
on
DVD. Came in that box set, though, with mine.
Last Starfighter still holds up,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They're going to remake that one.
No shit.
Yeah.
Forrest Gump.
Own it.
Yep.
Ghostbusters 1 and 2.
Yep. Own it.
Goodfellas.
Own it.
Yep. Goonies.
Own it.
Gremlins 1 and 2.
Own it.
I like how Gremlins 2 made this list. Highlander, the original.
Own it.
Yep. Home Alone, the original.
Own it.
Indiana Jones, The Last Crusade, Indiana Jones, The Temple of Doom.
Yep.
I know, I have copies.
I have my VHS.
Yeah, I got VHS.
Innerspace.
Own it.
JFK.
Yep.
Don't own that.
Yeah.
Jurassic Park, the first one.
Don't own it.
The original Karate Kid, not the Will Smith.
I think everybody's seen these movies. Like, is there any like weird movies?
Krull.
Yep.
Own it.
Labyrinth.
Own it, of course.
The first Lethal Weapon.
Yes.
Okay. Lost Boys.
Yes.
Madigan.
What is Madigan?
Yeah.
Madigan.
Oh, Madigan.
Yeah, sorry.
Madigan. Hollywood!
Where's Madigan 2? Madigan on the Run.
Oh, yeah, man.
It's not on
Cape Cottrell, and then it was this other one. The one like the princess one.
Yeah, with the blonde.
Yeah.
Kate Swanson. No, something Swanson.
Was it Swanson?
Christy Swanson.
Yes. There you go.
Was it?
Yeah.
Buffy?
She was so hot.
I don't remember.
She's only been like...
Why do I remember Hollywood besides Christy Swanson and Madigan 2? The fuck?
He was your spirit animal when you were younger.
I remember Christy Swanson in The Getaway. Which
yes.
Wow, yes.
Henry Rollins, classic.
Good stuff.
Get the mask.
Yeah, I need to own that movie, man.
Was Flea and Anthony Kiedis.
Yeah, fucking hilarious. He's doing it.
Yeah, man. Yeah, we just ran them.
I think you'll buy that movie.
Oh, yeah, definitely good.
The Mask. Never, yep. The Neverending Story.
Oops. Which one?
The original
Cher?
One.
The original.
With, oh. Yeah.
Cher, right? Eric Stoltz? Mask?
That's no. The Mask.
Oh, The Mask.
It would be funny if that was right.
Yes, Rocky Dennis.
Yeah.
Neverending Story. The Outsiders.
Yeah.
Yep.
Platoon.
Yep.
Princess Bride.
Yep. Yeah.
Pulp Fiction.
Of course.
Indiana Jones and Raiders of the Lost Ark.
That VHS.
Wait, what year was these between? I thought it was between 84 and...
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Like 95 or something 95. Like that.
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
81.
Raiders was early.
No, Krull's 83.
Oh, it's 1980. Okay, yeah, okay. All right, I was going to say.
Where were we? Oh, I hope I skipped it. Rain Man.
Yep.
Reservoir Dogs.
Yep.
The original RoboCop.
Own it. Yes.
The first Rocky.
Okay. Oh, all the Rockies.
Schindler's List.
I actually owned that. And I only watch it like once, maybe every 2-3 years.
That's a movie you really only need to watch once.
Yeah, you know. He's like, let me feel sad today. You know?
I would feel sad. I'm going to watch
that was
Sarah
the
McLaughlin
last movie
AFDCA
that I remember.
I feel sad about that movie. That
was fucking guy. This guy. And then, like, that was the
like
last.
Target practice.
The last movie that had an intermission.
Oh, God.
And then we were like, intermission, like, middle of UA Patchogue. We were like, what do? Like, go outside.
We'll hold each other.
Recess. So we just went out. We were like, when do we know to go back in? They used to do field trips in, like, what was that? Junior high school when it came out.
Oh, really?
What? Yeah. Go see that movie.
We watched it in history class at one point, too.
Same here.
And back to the list, a movie we quote all the time, Silence of the Lambs.
Would you fuck me?
Hello, Clarice.
Spaceballs.
Of course.
Stand By Me.
Yes.
The original 1990 Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Nice.
Mr. Clock! Mr. Clock!
The Terminator and Terminator 2.
Yep.
Spinal Tap. Yep. Total Recall.
I don't own Spinal Tap.
I haven't. Yeah. Toy Soldiers.
Yes.
Toy Soldiers.
Tron.
Awesome.
The original.
Yep.
Uncle Buck. Yep. The Untouchables.
Own it.
Usual Suspects.
Own it.
Awesome.
Wall Street.
Don't own that, but
seen it. War Games.
Nice. Don't own that. Seen it. Of course.
I think I own War Games. I think that's actually like on a fucking
I have that like
VHS a, that I fucking recorded off of HBO.
Nice.
That's how I have it. That's how I have Lost Boys.
Nice. I actually have Lost Boys VHS, but it's the actual
yeah.
Weird Science.
Don't own that. I'm surprised. Actually, I think I do.
I don't have that.
I have that like one of those like when you go to the Target, combo, it comes yeah. with like, those five movies for like $10. Yep. I think I got in one of those. Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Classic.
And Willow.
I've seen every single one of those films multiple times.
Yeah.
I got two. I got to see.
Elephant Man.
Elephant Man and Kroll.
Kroll is definitely fun.
It's a good movie. It's a really
it's
good
like
movie.
It's like 80s, like, remember, like, Tom Cruise and Legend?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like that.
Yeah, yeah, it's like that.
But like the Kevin
like
Sorbo
Beastmaster
one.
It's
Kevin
really,
Sorbo.
It's cool.
Yeah.
Kevin Sorbo.
You could totally pull that off for a Halloween costume.
It's a very full-on fantasy story.
Yeah, let me show
pull
you that
up the
guy.
Picture. Yeah, let me see. I want to see what the actual
the thingy
art looks like.
Oh, okay.
It's all about the glaive.
Yeah.
It's
like a multi-sided pocket knife.
When I was in St. Martin a couple years ago, there's this place called Planet Paradise.
Yeah, there's Jameson's new Halloween costume.
We met a guy who worked on Yoda from Star Wars, and he did all the special effects in this movie. So he had display cases with the glaive and all the weapons and stuff from the movie and masks and stuff for the Cyclops. Sick.
I have to watch this movie again now. I wonder if it still holds up. Probably
it's,
not.
It's not. It's not great.
This guy.
Yeah.
I can honestly say I haven't seen that movie since the '80s.
Yeah, he goes through the mountains with him. Yeah.
Yeah. Like in the swamps and shit. Like it's cool. It's and the bad guys look like stormtroopers in black armor. Like it's so tacky, but it's a fun movie.
It's reminiscent of Masters of the Universe.
Yeah, yeah.
That kind of cheesy 80s movie.
Yeah, and I don't even know where it came from. I don't know if it was a comic book beforehand, but I don't think so.
Probably.
Or a book, yeah.
Or something.
Or just a Dungeons & Dragons game.
Let's see if we can see the trailer. I'm just trying to figure out the...
That was back around like Beastmaster and like stuff like that.
Came out the year I was born.
Is this the trailer? Right here. I'll do this one.
On a distant planet... The great kingdom was ravaged by beings who came from the future to conquer the universe.
Pew, 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 lasers!
Well, this is all an answer to all the Star Wars.
Now, the only survivors follow a doubtful seer and a throneless king.
That's James.
They were holed out in the Black Fortress.
I'm a throneless king.
They're shooting fireworks at us.
Bandits, fighters, and brawlers. Desperate men. Those are the kind of men I need.
Let's go on an adventure. Come on, fellas.
At the end of
pew, pew,
the
pew, later.
They must fight an invincible enemy.
Here's the knowledge you seek.
I shall be your king.
In the fortress, you will face more than the slayers.
What is about to happen to them?
Come, I must look at the whispering eye.
That's like the whole movie right there.
Some of them have swords.
The trailer.
Some of them have swords and some of them have lasers. Like.
Lasers!
Well, like I said, this was after Star Wars was such a big hit, they started making all these movies.
Yes.
Now I know why I didn't see that movie.
Yeah. I don't think that would apply in the Jameson household.
Yeah, it looks horrible.
1983, was that the same night, the same year Beastmaster was made?
To the internet.
I think so. I mean,
it was Beastmaster 82.
No, I feel like, because I saw that in Beastmaster?
Beastmaster.
Beastmaster is 82.
Yeah. Well, 82, okay.
It was like serious, the first one. I think the third one was like comedy, right? Where he went through.
The second one was terrible. But
is that the one where he comes to like most present time, like in the 80s? Like the parallel dimension?
I think so, yeah. They totally messed up the character. The first movie was great. Minus John Amos in
Beastmaster 2 is Through the Portal of Time.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, time warped to L.A. to smite his laser-equipped long-lost brother.
He had, like, just the ferrets, right?
Yeah, yeah. I don't think he had any other animals with him.
He had ferrets.
That movie had
it's
a
like
lot.
Squirrel girl.
You know, the movie had a lot of criticism because they painted the tiger in the movie.
Oh, I didn't know
that. I remember that from back in the day.
Oh, that poor vicious tiger. If it didn't want to get painted, it would have killed someone.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe it liked it. It was like, yeah, you know, it's like dress
well, yeah, but you're not supposed to paint animals, and apparently they did it anyway, and they got a lot of trouble for it.
Cocaine was a hell of a drug back then.
And the tiger was hopped up on it.
Yeah, right?
You know, the cocaine had to have been so pure back in the 80s.
Talking about white tiger.
Yeah. Like, it's like stepped on like 5 times already here. They say it's stepped on in the UK so much that, like, it's not even, like, a percentage of coke that's in there.
Oh, really?
And, like, before even using, like, the baby laxatives that, like, most people use, they found, like, another supplement, like, another powder that mimics the same effects of cocaine.
You can try this and more at More Like Radio Live 3 in Lakeville, Florida.
This is what they say in, like, the UK. I'm like, well, it looks like I'm not buying cocaine in the UK anymore.
So Ash is bringing that to the party this weekend.
Nice.
I thought he moved.
It's not cocaine.
Didn't he move to the States?
No, he still lives in England.
Does he?
Sure. He's been counting down to go into Florida for like a year and a half now. I'm like, it's Florida, dude. It's not that special.
That's right. More Like Radio Live, April 25th.
This time it's not in Jersey. It's in Florida. Yeah. The Jersey of the South.
Even further away from us, so we can't go. They're like, these guys aren't going to come down here. They made it to Jersey. They're not coming down
here. Good Lord, they made it to Jersey. Fuck. Yeah.
Cash Bar. Again.
You should go. Be like a Revenge of the Nerds too.
I'm going to Vegas. It's cheaper.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Maybe next year.
Next year we're fucking making it in New York.
Will we do it in
Vegas? We'll just do it ourselves. We'll call it the MLR thing.
We probably could. We're going to do our own thing in October anyway to celebrate our 5 years.
Yeah. So that would be good.
Oh, yeah. What are we doing? We were supposed to fucking start playing that like a month ago so we could get everything arranged.
We'll talk to Sal and Dan, I guess, at AMH. Yeah.
Well, let's go to our music
break. Yeah, you got a song? Yeah. You got a song queued up?
Yeah, man. We got Good Riddance is actually putting out a new album. Tomorrow is the release date. So that would be 2 days ago for you guys listening. This is off of Peace in Our Time, release date April 21st. And we'll go with the opening track, Contrition. That was Good Riddance with their new song, Contrition, off of their soon-to-be-released Peace in Our Time, or previously released 2 days ago.
Yes.
War in Our Time. All right.
Okay. So, how's everybody? Everybody good? We're going to go into some stories here since we've pasted them for like months.
It's like this one's from 2014. And
here's one from Record Store Day that was this past weekend.
Okay.
This is right down your fucking alley, Albert.
What's that?
Prince hosts Record Store Weekend Jam for Twin Cities shop owners and clerks.
Oh, son of a bitch! Was it like a free one, too?
Yep.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
This is from thecurrent.org, not The Current, which is a fake website. The Current, which is a real website.
That's just confusing.
Yeah. Yeah, I had to double check to make sure it was a real story. Has vinyl collectors in the Twin Cities took stock of their purchases from Record Store Day, and local shop owners closed down their businesses for the weekend. A mysterious flyer popped up on social media. Prince was throwing a last-minute Record Store Weekend Jam at his Paisley Park complex on Sunday night, and anyone who worked at a record store could get in for free.
Jesus.
The offer proved enticing enough to bring about 150 people out on a school night, and in typical Paisley Park fashion, the crowd would have to bide their time if they wanted to see what the fuss was about. The first 2 hours of the party were a waiting game in the smaller of Paisley Park's performance rooms, with a loop of Tower of Power's 1973 performance on Don Kirshner's rock concert playing it again and again. Fucking Prince. The audience started out giddy, but gradually lost steam, with many of the assuredly exhausted record store clerks taking a load off by sitting cross-legged on the ground in front of the stage. But thankfully, when the video finished one of its loops and threatened to start over for the fourth or fifth time, the giant doors that led to the main soundstage swung open and everyone jumped to their feet and started buzzing again.
Are you ready, everybody? For the revolution.
Prince
holy shit, it's Prince!
Prince wasted no time launching into his first song and everyone was still filing into the main room as he blasted through the opening screens of the Third Eye Girl song, Wow, from behind a giant gauzy scrim covering the stage. When he sang the first line of the song, Hello, how are you? The scrim disappeared in a whoosh. And the crowd literally gasped and shrieked as they realized he was standing just a few feet from the performer as he sang and played the guitar.
I'm like, holy shit, it's the purple one!
I guarantee that was most of the reaction.
That's it. So good.
Don't look into his eyes! Don't look at his eyes!
Oh, you just into his eyes.
I've been fucking him for 3 years.
Despite the fact that the show was billed as a jam, it was actually one of the more produced sets by Prince and Third Eye Girl that the writer of this story has seen. Scrib Peekaboo was a new addition, as was guitarist Donna Grantis and bassist Ida Nielsen's coordinated march up on the elevated platforms during the extended squalor of Let's Go Crazy.
Oh, man.
And the real wow factor came from just how much guitar Prince played throughout the night, starting with Wow and climaxing with an astonishing jagged, never-ending solo on Let's Go Crazy that seemed to span every fret on his gleaming guitar and somehow ended up right back in the original groove that was scorched into our collective's memories back when it was recorded in 1983, the same year as Crawl.
Same year as Jameson. What's up, baby?
After a short piano solo by Prince on Stratus and a strange drum solo by Third Eye Girl's Hannah Ford Welton that incorporated cartoony beats and ended with her twirling around alone on the stage, the audience was on the move again to follow a new sound that was emanating from the smaller room. There, Judith Hill and a nine-piece band that included members of MPG Horns tore into a set of material of her new Prince-produced album, Back in Time, until it became all clear. This show is Prince's way of getting his new protege in front of people who might soon be selling her record to buyers around town. Both he and Hill pulled out all the stops to make sure they left impressed. And well, yeah, that's pretty much it. And then people were dancing and whatnot.
People were dancing and whatnot. Sounds like a good party.
Oh, I'm sorry. After this picture of a video on here... As the clock struck midnight on April 20th, the door swung open once again and the crowd went back over to the main room for a mellower, more psychedelic set by Prince. And that's pretty much it. This was, here's his set. Set one was Wow, Funk and Roll, Let's Go Crazy, Rock and Roll Love Affair, Pretzel Body Logic, Stratus. Then he came back, played Revelation, Thank You, Dance to the Music, My People, Trains Go By, then finished with a funk jam.
Okay, I know none of those songs. Let's go crazy. That's about it.
I'm sure it was amazing.
Probably.
It's Prince.
Because of Archie, his uncle, they were cleaning out his uncle's house, and so he gave me like all his uncle's records. Because of him, I think I've owned every single Prince record right now.
That's awesome.
It really is.
I'm like, surprised you didn't have that already.
I only had fucking like...
Purple Rain.
That's it.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
That's all I had.
I had the other one where he's like naked. You know what I'm talking? You ever see that one?
No.
He's like,
it's actually, that's he's thinking of the poster he has in his room.
Oh, yeah.
That's not an album. Naked Prince cover.
Yeah.
It's like you can type it, aren't you?
No, I'm not putting Naked Prince cover because I'm going to have my search history on this computer. Like, NSA is like, we need this computer. This guy is doing something weird. His search history is not right. Yeah, I'll show you, man. Yeah, that one. Love sexy. Look at this fucking thing.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. So I'm like, yeah.
I'm sorry, I have 1999 as well.
You know, you can't really. You see that, like, you're like, I'm going to put you in the back of the rack. How about that?
this year, you definitely don't bring that.
This year's like Secret Santa is going to get that framed. Whoever I get for Secret Santa here is getting that framed.
He's like a mulatto fawn. Right? Looks like he needs to be carried everywhere, you know? Don't look at his eyes, guys. Don't look into his eyes. I've been fucking up for 3 years.
I don't know if we're more obsessed with Prince or a golden owl on this show.
Wow.
Yeah, I know, right? I think I might make this my new sticker art.
By think, I mean yes. And to put Elvis and Alfred show on it somewhere.
I don't know. I'm photoshopping somebody in this one. So the next person to piss me off is going to be this.
Piss you off? Why? That's amazing.
You should just photoshop Jameson's face on that.
Oh, like wasted Jameson's face.
Like, with that sexy stare.
Dude, who wants to see my dick face?
I'll have like the print symbol.
The wink, the one winking eye and my tongue hanging out.
Right. I'll just have the Prince symbol just like protruding and right through.
No, you just have, you have the thought bubble with Prince, the thought bubble over Jameson.
You guys want to see
I
a match?
You guys.
I got to make my dick and balls disappear. Watch this.
Oh, the purple one.
Oh, man, that's funny.
Yeah. Yeah, so I try not to look at this album cover when I play it, but, you know, it happens.
Have you guys ever had him play at Paramount?
The day that they announce that we have Prince at the Paramount is the day that I can die a happy man.
And Alfred's going to have to get that album signed.
Oh, I'm getting all my help.
Absolutely.
And I'll be there and right in the front.
Can you sign your own ass, sir?
Sign it right over your ass, Prince. Can I call you Prince? Is it Mr. Prince?
Mr. Purple One? Can I call you that? Is that cool? Whatever happened to him playing West Hampton? I thought he was playing that one at Martha Clarence.
Yeah, that just fell apart, I guess. I heard they were having issues with trying to put that together with the town, as they usually do out there.
Bullshit.
If there's one thing Long Island's good at, it's fucking themselves out of money. Oh, it's going to cause traffic if we have an all-day concert.
They should have him headline Beerfields.
No, that's not pot smoking music.
Man.
We can't even announce that one yet.
Did they announce it yet? Come on.
I know.
It's 2 more months.
I know.
I've been dropping hints.
We were told about 4 weeks ago who the headliner is, and we can't say anything yet.
Oh, but it's going to be awesome.
I've been dropping hints. I'm like, I can't tell you who it is, but you know them. And I'm like, you know, like just little things.
Yeah.
I can't even say it here. Because
no, because it would be too easy.
Yeah.
Especially because we're on the internet. All they got to do is put us in another window.
It's all like,
and then they could type in what we're going to say.
Like the people who were excited to see like the Dirty Heads, I'm like, nah.
It's not the Dirty Heads. It's not Sublime with Rome.
I'm like, who's going to headline this year is far better than any Beerfields that I've ever
I would to. Rather see Bad Fish than Sublime with Rome, by the way.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They're doing that show down night. At the pier in the city. I put it up to see if you guys want to go.
With Revolution.
It's Revolution, but I really want to see Mickey Avalon. That's the only reason why I want to go, because Mickey Avalon's hysterical.
Oh, yeah, we're talking about this the other night. Yeah.
But I was like, yeah, we could even leave before the headliner, because it's a Sublime cover band. Yeah.
I will say, when I saw the Descendants and Pennywise open up for Sublime with Rome, they actually did put on a very good cover song set. Then as soon as like, we're going to play some original, everyone got up to go to the bathroom. Say, well, now's the time of the night that if you haven't listened to those Rome albums, you can leave.
Well, you hear Brian Knowles hates you. Go take a piss. Be right back. Oh, man. But, yeah, Beerfields will be June 18th. Is it the same fucking...
No, it's June 27th.
There we go. I told
it's June 26th. So you guys, Revolutionary has announced H2O last week.
I told Dell to put ours. Yeah.
That's gonna be awesome.
Yeah. Do I buy tickets or no?
That's an East Coast Collective show, so probably you're gonna have to buy them.
Well, someone can get me in.
For who? What's this?
Fluffy.
For Fluffy.
Fluffy.
H2O.
Oh, okay.
Is playing at Revolution, but it's an East Coast Collective show. For some reason, Jake doesn't like to put anybody on the guest list. So,
or come on our show ever.
Yeah, yeah, no. Whatever. We just promote his shows, and that fuck us, right?
We do this for free. It actually cost us money.
Yeah, I bumped into VJ and John Joseph at Soul Sounds for his record store day. And they wanted us to do a show at the Hutch. I'm like, you've been saying that forever. Just give us a date.
Yeah, just tell us when. Give us a selection of
the
dates.
The Hooch. Get it right. That's why he doesn't want us to do
the
it. Because you say it wrong.
No, it's the Hutch.
No, it's the Hooch.
No, it's the Hutch.
Tagalog. It's the Hutch.
No, it's the Hutch.
It's the Hooch. That's why they called. Yes. And you say the Hutch every time. It's like, it's not the Hutch. It's the Hooch.
Is it?
Yes.
All right.
And it's the Hooch.
It's the Hooch.
With the Hooch.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah. They're not a bunch of rabbits. They don't hang out in a fucking hutch.
Maybe that's why they call it. It's downstairs.
Maybe that's their nickname. Maybe they do some weird rabbit shit down there.
If we're not covered.
And he said he has a theme song for us. And I'm like, all right.
Did you get a package?
Yes.
Nice.
I posted it on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
That's
good.
Yeah.
I got one. Did you get one? I guess not.
Yes, I got it. That's why I'm asking if you guys got yours.
Well, I was waiting to see if you got angry. Like, this is YouTube.
Sons of bitches.
I'll kill you all for those pins.
Should we play them or?
No.
No.
Not yet?
No.
All right. Well, you got a little shout
I did
out.
Play them on our old music show.
Our old one?
The one I recorded like two episodes
ago. The next time we play them, it's going to be our theme song.
And then we can play them again.
You hear that, you bastards? Then we'll play whatever else you got. Thank you for the thank you on the back of the fucking CD, but that's not good enough.
It's like a hard is 30 seconds, right? That's all we basically need, right? Not even a full minute.
No.
I'm no mathematician here, but...
Mathematician? What? Who?
I think 30 seconds is not that long. I can make a theme song right now. I'm going to do it.
I'm going to do it.
Just fucking... Right. Let's play music.
Play more music?
Yeah, you guys got something? All right.
I got another one here. This is
the Buffering song.
All right, so we're going to play a song off of Break Anger, who's the lead singer of Suicide Machines. This is the new album, In a Van by the River. We're going to go with the song First World Problems, and this song's probably going to be 30 seconds.
Everyone's waiting. I'm in my room. Just can't get over the familiar smell of your perfume. How has it come to this? We weren't that bad. Remember those nights? How much we laughed? Will I do? Will I die? Keep
That was the band Break Anchor with the song First World Problems off of their new album In a Van by the River. I actually saw them open up for Suicide Machines last week. I went to Asbury Lanes. It's the first time I've ever been to that venue. Have you guys been there?
No.
I think it's the last venue that I had to go to in Asbury. I've been to all the other ones, and it is so fucking weird. You could see that that was the original like bowling alley venue that Brooklyn Bowl there
idea
for it, because the place is just run down as shit.
Well,
the stage is in the middle of the fucking like the lanes. So
you have, like, I've seen videos from
you have like six lanes, then you have the stage, and then you have like six lanes, and everybody just sits in like the actual like bowling alley seats.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm surprised because the night before we went to go see them, or two nights before, rather, they played Gramercy Suicide Machines, and it was a sold-out fucking show. We went there. I think there was maybe 300 people.
Yeah, Gramercy is a small venue, too. You know what I mean? It's not
small,
a big...
but...
But it probably holds about 1,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to say probably definitely around 1,000 people.
Yeah.
Less than 300 people at this place. And it was Derek Grant from... Alkaline Trio, that's his original band, Suicide Machines. He was a drummer for them. So he opened up playing acoustic, and he should stick to drums. I love him as a drummer, but his songs are kind of boring.
Yeah, well, the drummer should stay in the back.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Speak to Alfred about that.
He does stay in the back. He's just very sneaky. He was just very sneaky. He was stealing drinks that were in front of him.
And then Break Anchor. That's the first time I actually even heard of him. And it turns out that it's Jay, the lead singer from Suicide Machines, other band. So they were great. Great band. Check them out.
And Suicide Machines is awesome live.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they put on a crazy show.
That's
I mean,
you
I haven't even thought of that band in probably about 15 years.
I saw them randomly. I got tickets to see The Descendants at Roseland like 3 or 4 years ago, and it was them at H2O opening.
Okay.
I was like, this is an amazing set.
We have a song for that. We actually come into our second hour now from the Suicide Machines because of you.
What's that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was playing random Suicide Machine songs for him, and I was like, oh, this one's good to come into hour two with.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
Thank you.
But here's a comic book story, comic book movie story that we even James can get behind. Olivia Munn cast as Psylocke.
Mm.
Alfred, pull up Psylocke for him.
It better be 90s Psylocke.
Oh, well, I hope so.
Let's see. Maybe they made a fan art of her already. Okay. Oh, there you go. No, that's 2000.
Well, that just be
right, this thing right here.
No, it'll be her.
Well, they don't know if that's going to be her. That's just a stock photo from the story.
What does it say? She's actually playing Psylocke, though, right?
Bryan Singer announced last week via his Instagram that the purple-haired mutant, who is Asian with a British accent, is being played by Olivia Munn. Yeah, there you go.
That's what it said there? It said Asian with a British accent?
I'm assuming that's why they got her.
Daddy-like.
Well, that's what she really is in the comics.
Yeah, I know that. You had to say Asian with a British accent?
Yeah.
I have to say that. I could definitely get behind that.
You know that. He doesn't know this.
I'm into it.
Yeah.
I'm down.
Now, does Psylocke get naked? Is that her special power? Because then I'm totally behind
her. Her outfit on Olivia Munn will be close enough. That's fine.
Okay.
So, James and Mike go see an X-Men movie now.
I've seen them all.
Oh, okay.
I like the X-Men movies.
I actually just saw Days of Futures Past like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And it was good. Fucking dark. Like,
it was good, except...
Watching everybody die twice, it's great.
It's basically another Wolverine movie. That's all it was.
Well, yeah, but I mean, the way they were killing people too, just
that first action, that first like scene, it was good. You know, I just wanted to see more like Colossus, more Kitty Pryde instead of her holding a head.
They basically wiped the slate clean, and I love that.
And Hugh Jackman said, at least for him, it's his last movie. This upcoming Apocalypse movie is going to be the last one of him being Wolverine.
Well, that sucks. He said he wanted to be Wolverine forever.
Yeah, then he probably was working out for it and was like, okay, no.
Well, I mean, at some point, he's going to have to just start playing the older Wolverine, depending on how they...
Old Man Logan
they take
awesome.
The X-Men movies, even if he stayed on. You know, he's not... They can't start doing young Wolverine storylines.
It's just going to be fucking annoying to have them recast that one specific person, you know, again.
Well, they're recasting everyone else. he's the only one that's being left over.
For the new movie coming out?
I believe so.
No way.
Maybe,
no, not Apocalypse.
After Apocalypse.
Yes. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Hopefully,
but they shouldn't do any more after that. Is what I'm saying. If they're gonna fucking
they should
recast
stop there because
anybody.
Then they wait for a couple years and then reboot everything.
If they do something like Sony, if they do something like Sony, like give it to Marvel again, you know that's why Marvel's like Marvel got rid of like Fantastic Four and they're killing off pretty much all the X titles.
That's not true.
What do you think there's going on right now? Well, no more Nightcrawler.
Well,
Wolverine's
well,
dead.
Off all their titles
Storm
right
is
now.
Gone. Cyclops is gone. That's end. They're all ending.
Well, everything in Marvel's ending right now. Because they're doing the Secret Wars, and they're rebooting it.
Yeah.
They're doing another reboot. See.
Is it due for that already? Because they do this every couple of years.
No, this one's a major one, because their universe, where like Avengers, Fantastic Four, X-Men, they're all lie in the same universe. Now they're going to do the Ultimate Universe, and the 616, current one.
And they're also going to pick and choose from which storylines they're going to take these characters from. Like, so they were having a book called X-Men 90s.
Oh,
so it's all the ones from the cartoon, pretty much. So they tried to bring people back in.
Yeah. Chris Claremont tried doing that just a couple months ago, where he left off from his Uncanny X-Men. Mm-hmm. But
God.
He's 70s style, like super wordy comic book style. You know what I mean? Granted, he wrote the greatest X-Men stories that are
back
our
day.
Generation.
Yeah.
You know, but it doesn't work well. Like, his first issue back, he kills off Wolverine right away.
Yeah. he kills off Beast as well.
Yeah.
I think Storm, right?
Too? Storm, too.
Yeah. He kills off all the major X-Men, pretty much.
The new X-Men he killed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, nope, back to the original ones.
Well, see, that would be good. Like, even if they did this movie and then they went to, like, the lesser-known characters of X-Men, you know?
Yeah, they should.
And then they could cast whoever the fuck they want and continue on from there until they don't want to do it. And then they could go into it. Because there's so many fucking X-Men throughout the whole story.
They should still give it back to Marvel, though. Marvel knows what they're doing.
Grab some points.
Yeah, Fox
just
is
like
just,
Sony's doing, right?
Yeah, basically.
Well, the Hulk? That's what they've been doing the entire time. Universal still owns the rights to the Hulk.
Exactly. Yeah, that's why they
But they immediately gave
it
to Marvel. They're like, wait, we'll still get a cut of this if you guys take this off our heads, sort of? Okay.
Are there words to say Mark Ruffalo is going to do a new Hulk movie?
Well, he said what's holding up.
He's holding,
he said it's holding up because Universal owns the rights to any solo films. So that's the holdup.
Yeah, none of them are good. No. Well, I like Ed Norton's. It was more tolerable than Ang Lee's, whatever the fuck it is.
What the hell was that?
Right.
I don't know. It's like watching a comic book on the screen. I know he was trying to be artistic, but that was a bit much.
It was a lot.
It was hard to watch.
Yeah, for comic book fans to see, that's bad.
It is.
Yeah.
Hey, well, I mean, even in the theater. In the theater, your head's, like, physically moving to the different parts of the screen. You're like, what the fuck is going on?
Wasted, like, $7 in that movie in the theater.
You're like, bring back Jennifer. Where is she? What the fuck? Yeah. Well.
Yeah, they're bringing back the cast of X-Men First Class for X-Men Apocalypse. And they're also bringing in Hugh Jackman. Other than that.
So, wait. Now, you know,
they recasted Nightcrawler, they recasted Storm, and they recasted Cyclops.
No shit.
And they're recasting Gambit, sort of. Cause
what about
they got Gambit already.
Yeah, what about Channing Tatum?
You think the Gambit, because they're saying
so there's no more Famke Janssen, no more Patrick Stewart?
No. Well, there's nothing about, James, they're doing the younger Charles Xavier. But I wouldn't be surprised if they still have Patrick Stewart in it for something. Cause,
just a cameo.
Yeah.
You know,
just
what
his
could
voice
be or something.
Something.
Well, they never do Storm right in the movies, ever.
No.
She's always just floating up in the air, fog, and then lightning.
I was so stoked when she died.
Oh, man.
Spoilers, but who gives a shit? If you haven't seen that movie yet. the movie's been out for a while. It's your bad.
You never watch her fly, ever. You know what
I mean? No. She barely ever does anything.
She just floats up. Like, this is Halle Berry's, like, role, just floating.
Oh, well, I gotta use my powers now. Let me roll my eyes back in my head.
Guys, remember I also ruined Catwoman?
Oh, God.
I don't know. I saw when we went to Comic-Con last year, they had the action figure of Apocalypse. I'm thinking that's who it's going to be in the movies.
I hope they do him right, because if he has a giant A on his chest, it's just going to look so stupid.
He kind of does.
Really
it's
retarded.
My name starts with this.
It looks more
all the A for Apocalypse.
Like
my new album drops next week.
Stargate, like those like robot Egyptian thingies.
Yeah,
and then he has that the head of Apocalypse, like that thing that goes around his head.
It's still gonna be a tough sell. It's still gonna be a very tough sell. I mean, when you really think about it, Thanos would have been a tough sell for the Marvel movies, but they pulled him off really good.
And they also made sure they have lots of space stuff included now with the Marvel universe.
Yeah, so it takes it in a different direction. It's not like
all of a sudden, here's some guy from space.
But that's what they're doing with Batman and Superman. Don't you feel like they're just throwing everything at once right now?
Yeah.
You know, they're like, Wonder Woman. Here's Doomsday. You know?
Are they doing Doomsday in this movie? No.
Why not?
Here's Aquaman.
True.
Yeah, you know, let's throw them all in.
Do they have a Lex Luthor cast for this movie?
Yeah, right? Lex Luthor's in that one, right?
Lex Luthor's supposed to be in this movie, yes.
Batman versus Superman.
Yeah. It's Jesse Eisenberg.
Oh, that's right.
Like a young Lex.
I haven't followed anything about this new movie coming out. I'm going to see it.
We're going to watch it.
Yeah. It's the Dark Knight Returns.
It's Dark Knight Returns.
Dark Knight Returns, yeah.
Hopefully.
Well, that one picture of him with the helmet on, it's like, are you kidding? Like, that is straight from the comic book.
Oh, straight up.
Do you bleed? You will.
Did you see that comic book with when he asked Wonder Woman that? She's like, yeah, for 5 days out of a month. And then the next panel's Batman going, ew, 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 ew. Let's see if I can find it for you after the break.
Oh, God, that'd be bad in Amazon PMSing.
I hope they do the Wonder Woman right, where she's actually a warrior and has no problem killing people.
Well,
even in the cartoons, she kills people.
Yeah.
Rangers scored again.
Nice.
Hey, you want to break here for...
Yeah,
why not?
All right, let's go out with Daniel. Let's go out with Daniel the Best.
Daniel the Best who?
Daniel the Best Madsen. So I don't know if any of you guys, any of our listeners have recall... Me and Elvis went to Warped Tour. We were the old men there last year.
Hi, Dad.
Fucking guys. And as we were leaving, we saw this homeless guy on the side. Well, we thought he was a homeless guy.
Oh, that guy.
Yes, yeah.
Turns out he's a singer-songwriter, rapper, fucking guitarist, musician extraordinaire. And he gave us his demo album, and it was fucking genius. So apparently he came out with a new song. This is Gorilla by Daniel the Best Madsen. This is the first time I'm hearing it. This is the first time you're hearing it, I'm sure. This is the last time you'll probably ever hear from him, because he'll probably OD at this Warped Tour if nobody takes his free CDs. So check him out.
He'll die a heat stroke first.
Yeah, give him a follow on Facebook and tell him that you heard him on the Elvis and Alfred show.
Yeah. And that Jameson loves him.
And that I love his shit. So
you can see him on Burning Man, probably. He'll be there.
Without further ado, Gorilla by Daniel the Best Madsen.
Buffering.
This week's episode is going to be called Buffering. James returns.
Yo, this song is dedicated to Walmart. Fuck you.
They'll never beat us down, they'll never break us up. I'm not a rock star, I'm a fucking gorilla. They'll never beat us down, they'll never break us up. I'm not a rock star, I'm a fucking gorilla. Bitch, I'ma fuck you up. Man, I've been fighting for years, and I ain't planning on stopping now. It ain't no secret. So when the boys arrive, tell them that you got fucked up. But I'm gone. Man, I just wanted to sing a fucking song. Why they gotta go and do me like that? Now why they gotta go and do me like that? They'll never beat us down, they'll never break us up. I'm not a rock star, I'm a fucking gorilla. They'll never beat us down, they'll never break us up. I'm not a rock star, I'm a fucking gorilla. They call me a criminal, but I ain't the one. Yeah, boy, they got plans for us. Smiling in your face with a noose and a whip hidden behind the back. It's like that. Beat you in the face with a brick, bitch. You make me sick. And you ain't getting the guns. All my real rebels stand up. Let's make these faggots run. They'll never beat us down, they'll never break us up. I'm not a rock star, I'm a fucking gorilla. They'll
They'll never beat us down, they'll never break us up. I'm not a rock star, I'm a fucking gorilla. They'll never beat us down, they'll never break us up. They'll never beat us down, they'll never break us up.
And that was Daniel the Best Gorilla with Daniel the Best Gorilla. Daniel the Best Madsen.
He's a with fucking gorilla.
Gorilla. He is a fucking gorilla. And that song just made me happy as hell. We'll see you after these fucking breaks.
Radio you have to atone for. MoreLikeRadio.com. Professional radio without the rules.
In 2002, two guys who drink all night and listen to Pantera met, and history was made.
The Elvis and Alfred Show!
Two guys, they're drinking buddies at their favorite bar with plenty of alcohol.
Coming from you, recorded live at the Halfpenny Pub of Stayville.
The Elvis and Alfred Show, rock and roll and alcohol. MoreLikeRadio.com, Thursdays from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m.
ElvisandAlfred.com, 24/7.
Yarr!
MoreLikeRadio.com, where the talk just keeps on coming.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in the More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
The Cousin Joe Show.
So this girl comes off the stage and on the ledge on the counter, squats down, and does, like, the ass squat, like she's humping the air, right? And her ass hit the shelf, the counter, whatever. And she went, like, ow. And now, you know me.
Did you start laughing hysterically?
No, he went to, like, try to catch her, like, are you okay? That's definitely what he did. Like, oh, my God.
This is why Nick knows me longer than you, Sally.
Okay, oh, I would have laughed at her.
I went, oh, my God.
Did you get a splinter?
I went, oh, my God, I have to save this poor stripper's ass.
Yeah.
Because she went back down and do it again.
Uh-huh.
So I put my hand underneath so she wouldn't smack her ass against it. She crushed. I thought I was going to catch her ass, but her ass slammed my pinky into the corner of the counter.
Broke her finger from an ass slamming incident.
She had to have been Puerto Rican.
I felt all this warmth. She burst my finger open with blood. And right after that, she asked for a lap dance. And you know how I am in strip clubs.
You say yes right away.
Yeah. And I was trying to, I kept my left hand down, and I felt like the blood dripping down on the floor.
Oh. Hey, baby, the second time I hit the ground wasn't that bad. What happened? Oh, it was just my pinky. It's cool though. We're all right. It's fine. Well, would you like a lap dance? Yeah. Just hold on 1 second. I just need to get some cocktail napkins real quick. I'll be right with you in a moment, ma'am. I really do. No, please don't leave. No, no. It's just blood. It's not contagious. My hand looks like a boxing glove, but it's going to be okay if the touching rules still apply. We're going to be all right. We're going to be okay. Now, how much did you say it was? Oh, this fucking hurts. Ow. Oh, my God. Oh, God. I'm going to cry. $40? Yes, that's okay. That's reasonable. But I just want to know if... Oh, God. Is that man going to watch us the whole entire time? Or... Yes? Okay. Thank you. Oh.
Tune in to the Cousin Joe Show live Thursday night 7 to 10 on More Like Radio.
to hour two of the Elvis and Alfred Show here on MoreLikeRadio.com, Thursdays from 5 to 7 p.m. I am Alfred.
I'm Elvis.
I'm Jameson.
And I'm Jay the Bartender.
And together we are the Elvis and Alfred Show. Welcome back, Internet. Yeah. How was your break? Did you pee? Was it good?
Are you still peeing while listening to us?
Good for you.
That's actually a really good song. They did that live. It's actually the trombone player that played on that song. He was there.
That's fucking awesome.
He is from another band. I can't remember what the fuck they said it was, but we've actually, I think, either played them or we've seen them before. I was like, oh shit, I know this fucking guy. And they said what the band was. I can't for the life
of me. What
are
the
remember.
many bands we've seen over the last 5 years of doing the show?
Yeah. Was he in like a
it's a ska band.
Like the Pie Tasters?
It's not the Pie Tasters.
Scoffles? One of those.
No.
The Shipwrecks.
They're from like upstate.
The Scoffleys?
Samurai Pizza Cats.
They played yesterday. Oh, man.
It was cool to see the original guys, you know.
Oh, I wonder.
So we were talking about last week how one of the reasons we didn't get to record for a little while was the remodel here at the Halfpenny.
That's
and
right.
Since we have the bar manager here with us, yeah. We can yell at him for me.
Go ahead. Everybody.
You can tell us what you guys did.
Well, we
try and sell your bar. Pretend this is Shark Tank.
Oh, snap. Just come drink with us because that's what we do.
Horrible sales pitch.
Salt. Yeah, salt.
John Taffer just fired you. Bring on Nikolai.
Well, what good can you say about this place? After
I'll give you $100,000 with a 2-year investment on 20% on print.
Yeah.
What good things can you actually say about this place?
I mean, that hasn't already been said. I mean, this place is like home to so many people, and when we were closed for those couple days, which we've never closed for anything in 12 years,
I was so lost.
Everybody was, it was like Halfpenny refugees everywhere. The homeless. You know, Archie's birthday party was like ridiculous. I mean, but at a bowling alley because we were closed. You know, I mean, we put an entirely new tap system in, ran new lines.
We had to visit Jameson at O'Brien's. You know what that does to us?
Hey, fuck you. Yeah, sorry.
Hey, man.
Sorry. We're always competing on Wednesday nights to drag the regulars out. But
you can come to O'Brien's and Carl.
And you can suck my dick.
May 20th, the next punk rock night.
Which you know what? It is when you posted last week on Wednesday night, that shit burned because I designed the logo you used to promote O'Brien's.
What do you mean?
I was the one that designed the entire logo, their front sign, their shirts, their mugs, everything. I designed everything. I created that font.
Oh, O'Brien's?
The whole goddamn thing. So when you posted it, I was like, motherfucker, I stole this Photoshop file on my computer. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I got a free t-shirt for it. It was fucking fantastic. I think Chris O'Brien gave me like a free Guinness for it, too.
Oh,
like,
cool. Right, I'll text you my new flyer.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Yeah.
Wednesdays on O'Brien.
Anyway, at the Halfpenny Pub, we redid the bar top. We have all new chairs and tables, which we are actually sitting in and recording from right now.
But Jay built them, so they haven't broken yet. So.
Yeah. There's only one stool in this place. It only has three screws in it, so we're waiting for the fat chick to find that, and there goes that chair.
That's tonight. So that's going to happen.
Yeah. It's going to be now.
We did a lot of work in the back. It's still not done yet, but we had to open. We can't stay closed any longer. So it's still got some tweaks. We did the bathrooms, too.
If you stay closed any longer, the regulars would be like heroin addicts outside.
Oh, it's so
like,
bad.
In a fetal position in the back parking lot.
They'd be drinking next door with what's-his-face.
With Bo, yeah. Bo.
I mean, the amount of hours that we spent here while we were closed just doing shit. Like me and Nikolai spent 7 hours here on Thursday night, even though we were closed. Getting drunk and putting together chairs and tables and shit for 7 fucking hours. Like we had the floors redone, everything. It's a lot of work. We've still got more to come. But
I snuck
new Elvis and Alfred Show stickers in the bathroom.
Yeah. Was this a pain in the ass? Take down all this shit?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this was one of the big things. Like, you know, taking all the stuff off the walls in the area we're in by the darts.
I snuck in to laugh at Jay.
Repainting everything. Yeah.
Is it your name, like, right over here
somewhere? Yeah, I signed it right over here somewhere.
You used your dick, right?
You
stuck your dick in the paint and
still red, or whatever color.
It was a very narrow, small brush, but it was.
I literally fucked this place.
So, but yeah, we repainted a couple of things. We got a lot of stuff still to come, but nothing's not a lot. You guys are gonna notice, except for the bar top. Bar top still needs a couple more coats of resin, but
otherwise, so shiny and bright in here now.
It's weird. It's weird. And I mean, the night we reopened, that Friday night, I mean, all of us were here from like 10 o'clock in the morning trying to get this place in order. And we opened that Friday night. It was fucking packed.
I've never seen so many regulars show up here before 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
Before 11 o'clock
at night. This place was ridiculous.
I was coming here to take photos of the new tap stand to post on their Facebook page. And I was like, well, I guess I can't do it right now because it's fucking mob that they're using it.
Yeah, then you had like a fundraiser here.
Yeah, we had a fundraiser for Sable High School's baseball team. Like, it was just a ridiculous
night.
They
had like a whole entire spread like right over here where we're recording. Yeah. And I'm like, ooh, food today.
There was vegetables there. They got thrown out before.
It's
I
like, you know, let me ask. It doesn't look right.
And at some point, we'll be taking credit cards, but our POS system is, after 2 months of sitting there.
The POS system is literally
a POS. Yeah. So we'll find out if it actually works tomorrow. If not, the staff is going to take it to a field, and we're going to office space the shit out of
it. I'm actually just going to DJ. It's good to be a gangster. On repeat.
It's going to be awesome.
And Alfred's going to do the Project 365.
It's going to be great. It just has to be filmed in slow motion. It's going to be priceless. Can't wait to beat the shit out of that thing with that fucking bat.
And we all have to dress up in business attire.
That's fine. I'll wear a fucking tie for that. You kidding me?
The only way Jake will wear a tie is for a joke.
Just destroying technology.
Your name is Michael Bolton?
You must love that guy. He's all right. All right.
Everything keeps going back to Bolton this episode.
What should I have? Change my name? He's the one that makes shitty music.
It's because I've been Boltonized. I'm sorry, guys.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. But, yeah, well, you know, stop down and see
live without you.
Stop down and see what's up.
It is karaoke night, so I want to get Jameson drunk and have him sing Michael Bolton.
I might do some Bolton tonight.
Oh, shit.
That's why we're recording so early. So you hear horrible karaoke in the background.
And I'm drinking beer.
Oh, Alfred's dead tonight.
Why are you drinking beer?
Because I can't really drink whiskey right now.
But
it's too early.
Here, drink this fucking Stolio thing that I didn't want.
It's like stupid bartender working
I was
for
like,
free.
Hey, Don, I was like, can you just throw me a little ginger ale in here? And he's like, Stolio and ginger ale. He starts pouring. I'm like, Stolio? What the fuck did you get that from? It's like, just ginger ale, man. I was like, well, if you're going to put Stolio, put it in Sprite. And he starts putting in ginger ale. I'm like, well, just put Sprite on top of it. It tastes actually delicious. Yeah, fucking.
I'm good. I don't drink that shit.
Take a sip. Take a motherfucker.
It tastes like a black rock.
I don't drink flavored vodka.
It's weird, but it tastes great.
It's like a blackberry, right?
Ugh. I don't know how got blackberry out of fucking ginger ale, Sprite, and fucking Stolio, but he pulled it off. He truly is a mixologist.
That is a mixologist.
Of his own sorts.
That's tell him to,
That's what happens when you put a ginger behind the bar.
Yeah, apparently.
Like a weirdo.
Soulless Ranger fan.
He hasn't left those two women.
Like, well, it's his friends.
Yeah, but he's just like, you gotta like call him away from him. It's he's funny. Like,
well, there's also no one else sitting at the bar right now.
Oh, well, shh.
One of these girls is gonna suck my dick.
This place is gonna be full of gay people real soon.
Yeah.
One of these girls or guys. One of these guys gonna suck my dick. Is that the Prince cover? I know that album.
Halfpenny Pub, the gayest straight bar on Long Island.
Yeah,
also lesbians.
That's right. Come on, ladies. It's
There's not a straight angle in here. Not even with the fucking people.
Where the ladies come to shit.
Well, you guys fixed that hole in the floor. I thought it was going to be the cause of my death. So
What was that thing?
I don't know. The wood was just a sinkhole.
Yeah.
A weak spot.
The building has shifted in the last 12 years.
The fucking leprechaun is underneath there trying to get out and get its gold.
Yeah.
Because Jay has one of its fucking gold pieces.
I'm the leprechaun. Yeah, no. There's been a lot of repairs, especially behind the scenes, too.
Probably.
You have no idea.
I get to hear that.
So much duct tape and so much bubble gum have gone into this place. it's fucking
there's
retarded.
Parts from a Jeep just holding shit up right now.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's what I have a friend of mine who did the. I'm not saying what school district, but one of the schools, the newer schools. He was part of the construction team that had to put it together, and then he showed me like where certain panels are and like where the nails. You can see like the nails on like where it was, but he's like. Some of them right there, like specifically like right here, it's just pencil marks. He's like,
nice.
This place is going to fall out like in 10 years from now.
Yeah, we had some guy here today doing some woodwork in the back, and I'm like, why does it smell like burnt wood when I walked in here? And Bob's like, oh, there's somebody here cutting wood. And I'm like, for what?
Like, just cutting wood.
It's the homeless.
Like, I wasn't told anybody's supposed to be cutting wood today. Like, what the fuck is going on? And they built a frame for something in the back. I'm like, okay, whatever. That's great. Now you got to clean up the sawdust, buddy.
Oh, nice. Like a little hovel for the homeless people?
Yeah. I was going to say, just bring it out here, throw it on the floor.
Yeah.
Make like...
McSorley's in the city.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for the next update here at the Halfpenny. All the bartenders have been dressed like leprechauns the entire time.
Oh, God.
It's a theme bar.
Yeah, no, no.
St. Patrick's Day. 365 days a year.
You need 40 pieces of flair, Jay.
Well, right now they're like Alan's still talking about some kind of like mandatory uniform thing. I think me and Nikolai talked him into just black polos.
That's what you should have. If you get too fancy, the shit gets.
Yeah, he's doing like the chef jacket thing.
He knows I'm not wearing a tie. There's no way in hell he's getting me to wear a tie. His father couldn't get me to wear a tie. He can't get me to wear a tie.
Wasn't Nikolai trying to get that whole like chef jacket looking thing?
Yeah, we wear those on Thursday nights usually, but I mean it's that's a nice look. I like the look. Yeah. It's different.
I like it.
But not, I mean,
that's what they do at employees.
I think Remy has one.
Employees only.
I really think they wear those. Different color of your shirt means a different status in the
bar.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, that was that from Hey Bartender.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think that's where he got the idea from, to be honest.
Oh yeah, he went there with Phil.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
I thought
he said like he ordered like a $15 kind of a whiskey drink and it took like 20 minutes.
That's awesome.
Like I think
out,
they.
Man.
Oh yeah. Well, that's you know that's.
That's what Don just did right there.
In 30 seconds.
In 30 seconds,
I just totally fucked up your drink, but it tastes good, right?
What does it taste like now? A gummy bear?
Roofie. James is going to get really tired in the next, like, 15 minutes.
Okay. I was really tired when I got here.
Oh, so even easier. 7.5 minutes.
7.5.
Don, he's ready.
All right, what do we got on board next?
I'm going to talk about my hockey fans.
Yeah.
So, if anyone follows me on social media or listens to the show long enough, know I'm a diehard New York Islanders fan.
Oh, are you?
Nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect.
As well as Ducks and a...
Ducks. Coyotes.
Coyotes.
Or anybody who happens to be playing
the
Rangers.
Playing the Rangers. Hey, Dick. Don't give me shit. I support you and your Blackhawks.
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you won't support the Rangers.
No.
Hey, man, I hope the Rangers win just because I want the Islanders to play the Rangers.
Well, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, at least one of your teams going on a cup.
In this series, it's the Penguins versus the Rangers. It's like...
That's going to be the Blackhawks versus whoever at the end of that. It's going to be great.
But Game 3 was Sunday at noon, which, first off, is a god-awful time to have a hockey game in general. I had to drag myself out of bed because I DJ'd here the Saturday night.
Yeah,
I didn't leave here till 6:30.
Did they have something going on at the where was it? Was it the Coliseum?
It was at the Coliseum.
Did they have something going on that night? That's why they had it at 12 in the afternoon?
No, it's just because NBC wanted to have X amount of hockey games in a row, and the Islanders are always the ones who get fucked with the day game. I'm only mad about it because I have to wake up.
I hate early.
If I was a day person, I'd probably be fine with it.
Everybody had a great time. Everybody that went, they were fucking, there at 10 o'clock in the morning getting hammered.
So, I wouldn't say the guy's name, but some guy from New York City who's a Capitals fan went there with a bunch of people, also got drunk and rowdy, started, and I don't know who started it, but them and a bunch of Islander fans had it with each other, and when you're the away team, you probably shouldn't start shit when the drunks outnumber you. No matter what, if I go to a Ranger game in my Anaheim Duck stuff, you tell me to go fuck myself, I'm like, yeah, all right. You guys have 10,000 of you, there's 12 of us.
Mm-hmm.
But, so this guy gets... But I will say this, when he comes back out of the game, somebody keyed up his car and stole his license plate.
Oh, shit.
How'd they know
it was
because
car?
He was, right. They were tailgating beforehand.
Oh, okay.
More power to all you fucking crazy drunks who went to that game and tailgated like at 7 o'clock in the morning. The sun was up at that point. I only know that because that's when I got home. At one point during the game, fans from the Coliseum broke off one of the seats and stole it. Which I'm all for the destruction of the NASA Coliseum, because fuck NASA County.
It's been a mausoleum. That's just been falling down since 1983.
I'm like, no one stole that. That just broke.
That's where 1983 went to die.
This one's loose. We'll just take this one.
Yeah. Pissed because they couldn't sell it, like when they closed Shea and Yankee Stadium.
I bet you they're all like fucking hitting themselves now because the Islanders are good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fuck them. It's a big fuck you.
And like they have pictures on this website of like guys cleaning who worked there cleaning up puke because the Islander fans were so shit-faced.
Ugh. God, that's terrible.
Yeah, you're a classy bunch.
But then this guy, some guy who writes for Barstool Sports, he's like, that's it. I'm rooting for the Isles to make it out of the East. Absolute barbarians. Bad boy life to the fullest.
There you go.
As our friend Joe Winchell from the Supper Club, he's the one who actually showed me this article. He goes, the New York Islanders have turned heel, which means they're bad guys in professional wrestling. This is what this guy wrote from BarstoolSports.com. This is it, folks. No turning back now. I try to be level-headed about it, but I can't take the crybaby attitude going on right now. This is playoff hockey. We're the fucking New York Islanders. We'll steal your license plates. We'll steal our own stadium seats, even though we're still home games left to be played. You show up in opposing colors, we'll shit all over you until you go home and cry on your blog. We'll tailgate at 9 a.m. and puke at our seats by noon. We're the loudest, trashiest, most barbaric fan base in the sport. Every game is a battle, and we're here to rape and pillage. Straight Viking life from here on out.
Yes.
Isles, Isles fans care about one thing and one thing only, hoisting the cup for the fifth time. I don't care about some D.C. losers who talk shit and ended up with hurt feelings in a keyed car. We're not here to be classy. It ain't about sportsmanship. Losers whine about that shit. Winners go home and fuck the loudmouth Long Island prom queen in their parents' basement.
Amen.
Wow.
It's about winning and losing. We're going to win and we're going to bully the losers because that's how sports work. That's how being a fan works. So the bandwagon is officially replaced by a Viking warship. This man right here is our leader. It's pitcher John Tavares scoring a goal. If you can't handle the shit-talking and drinking and the arrogance of the overall trash-bag nature of Islander fans, fucking suck it, losers. You weren't meant to handle playoff hockey anyway. And then he finishes up with, give us all your license plates! Bart! I was the best was, I was like, this article's going to be stupid. I'm like, this article is fucking hilarious.
It's great.
It's good.
I get a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I don't condone keying someone's car, but, you know, making fun of the other team's fans, that's fine.
Fucking the prom queen and your parents.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Perfect Long Island.
Right. Yeah. Right, straight up.
Oh, man.
See, I'm a Ranger fan, but I don't hate the Islanders. You hate the Rangers.
Oh, yeah. It's like I hate Yankee fans.
Well, I'm not a fan.
Well, not like Alfred-type Yankee fans. The Butcher Boy-type Yankee fans from years ago.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
You want to know why? Because regardless how hard I root for them, at the end of the day, they don't give a fuck.
Exactly.
Yeah. You don't know who I am.
They'll
never
money.
Know who I am. They don't give a shit. Mm-hmm. They're making millions. It's who like gives a fuck?
The scene out of the Bronx Tale. Mickey Mantle ever pay your parents rent?
You know? I don't give a shit.
Well, if you're a bartender, probably.
No, like, I'll root. I mean, I'll watch the games, you know what I mean? But I'm not, like...
Well, the Mets are fucking killing it right now,
yeah.
Right?
I think... Yeah, man. Who's that?
The Mets, yeah, that was kid? Eight in a row as of last
Matt
year,
Harvey.
Yesterday?
Dude, that guy's got up.
They got Harvey, DeGrom.
Did they blow like the last one or two?
No, they won eight in a row.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. Eight in a row, yeah.
But there's also
Jim
like,
Brewer is who you should be following on Facebook exactly. If you're a Mets fan or a sports fan in general because he's fucking hilarious.
Jim Brewer, yeah, Jim Brewer's killing it right now on Facebook with his what are they called? The fan recap or whatever.
Yeah.
Mets fan recap.
I'm gonna look it up real quick.
Yeah, I remember watching something on Netflix about the Mets, how like rooting for the underdog.
Mm-hmm.
He's all over
didn't
that.
Two of the guys just got fucking like fractures on the team, and
somebody got hurt yesterday.
And what's his face?
David Wright.
David Wright just got fucking.
And he just got better too.
He's another one that's always hurt and gets paid millions of dollars.
Let me try to find.
That happens in hockey and baseball. But football, if you get hurt, they don't pay you anymore, right? The contract. Is...
No, hockey still pays you.
Yeah,
football.
But football, you're nullified pretty much. Yeah. Right? Yeah.
All right, I'm going to do Jim Brewer when he did six in a row for the Mets.
Six, the number. What's that Iron Maiden song? Six, the number of the beast.
The beast that is from the National League East. For the sixth consecutive game, the New York Mets have won. When's the last time that's happened, Mets fans? Nobody remembers. That's right. Timely hitting. Amazing pitching. Bartolo Colon. He may not look pretty, but that boy knows how to pitch the ball. What do you say, Colon? Who broke up the no-hitter tonight in the fifth inning? Wilmer Flores?
Wilmer!
Lach, Duda, keep the train rolling all night long. How about that Michael is to could die for? A lot of cool things happening there at Citi Field. As a matter of fact, we have a chance to win eight in a row.
He actually called it.
Yeah, he totally did. Two games before.
He's DeGrominator. So grow your hair out and let's root this kid on for seven in a row because Sunday I predict a sellout at Citi Field to watch the Dark Knight closed down back-to-back sweeps. Eight in a row? Is it possible? Oh, you gotta believe. You gotta believe. When the music's on, Met fans, you gotta dance. Let's go, Mets!
Let's go, Mets!
Bastard.
Sports harder!
Jim Brewer is the definition of sports hard.
Yeah.
Oh, he sports very hard.
Shit days. Great.
I really hope that he gets hired by like ESPN or SNY or something.
That'd be great.
First of all, it'd be the only way I'd watch ESPN.
Yeah, you just throw him on the desk with those other idiots after the game for the recap. They wouldn't get a word in edgewise. It'd be great.
And like, don't let him sit down. Like, just have him walk in with a microphone and start going off. Like, don't make him professional looking at all. Keep
Wilbur
it like that.
Flores.
Spark.
You got another song, James?
Yeah, I got one set up here.
Sports harder!
All right. We got a song here from We Are the Union off of Paper and Plastic. They got a new track out called Callin' Dead off of the new EP, Keep It Down, coming out this May. Yeah, so here it is. Fucking Callin' Dead. We Are the Union. Meh. Play.
Buffer.
Play.
Play?
Play. What the fuck?
And we lost the song. What
the fuck?
I'll call it dead. I'm not coming in ever again.
That was a song Callin' Dead from We Are the Union off of their upcoming release on Paper and Plastic, Keep It Down. Check it out in May, and check them out from their past releases.
Paperandplastic.com. That's nice.
I like them. What else have we got here? What else have we even talked about in a long time?
We can take a guess at who the next Marvel TV show is going to be.
What about the Star Wars trailer and the new Jurassic World trailer? All this stuff's been released in the last couple of days.
Did you guys watch the new Daredevil show that's been on Netflix?
Already done.
Yeah, burned that out in the first day it was released.
Really?
I had to stop at episode nine the first day.
I didn't say, I was pacing. I was doing like three episodes a day.
Is it good?
Yes.
It's fantastic.
Worthwhile. All right. I'm going to check that out.
It's really good.
I like the Goodfellas type part in it towards the end, too.
You'll
see what I'm talking about when you see it.
It's really good. Really well acted.
They shoot everyone in the head. It feels weird.
Now you can't leave.
Spoilers!
Want a complaint? No more Daredevil.
That's the biggest. That's the thing. The biggest thing that sucks about it.
I was like, oh, man, I totally forgot they're doing
really
like...
Really got you amped up
about it. They're doing AKA Jessica Jones next.
And then...
Then they're doing Luke Cage. Then they're doing The Defenders. And then they're doing Iron Fist and maybe Daredevil again.
Yeah. I have to wait, like, what?
2 years,
three years. At least.
Yeah. Jesus.
I think you'll have Daredevil, you'll have at least Daredevil, if not Foggy at the very least, in a.k.a. Jessica Jones a bit, because he's in the books.
Yeah, I wonder if it's still going to be as dark as that same universe.
Well, the book Alias, which is what a.k.a. Jones, Jessica Jones is made after, is a dark book.
I don't know.
The first scene is her having anal sex with Luke Cage in the book.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that could be one hell of a way to start off this TV show. Kristen Ritter getting fucked in the ass by a giant black dude.
Yeah. Well, it's Netflix. Is it even rated? Or is it just not rated for Netflix? Or is it just TVMA?
I think it's PG-13. I think that's how they're doing it on Netflix. I don't think it's TVMA because it's not TV.
They can say shit, ass, bitch. If they use a fuck like one time, it's rated PG. R.
I said you could use it once for PG-13.
PG-13?
You can use it twice.
Yeah.
It's twice for PG-13.
That third time, though.
I only know that because of what they did with Die Hard 4.
Yeah.
There was a big thing about it. They're allowed to say fuck twice in the movie if it's PG-13, but that's it. And he only said it twice in the movie, which fucked up the whole movie.
Well, then the director's cut
was like, okay, this is a completely different movie. Now it's a fucking Die Hard movie.
Like, who cut off his balls?
Yeah. You jerk. You a-hole. Jerk off. Yeah. Come on.
Come on, jerk off.
What the fuck? John McClane, you fucking pussy.
Yippee-ki-yay, mother jerk.
Mother poopy.
Mother bitches.
Mother poopy head.
Yeah, that's the one we saw, right?
Yeah.
You go to, like, Chernobyl.
Yep.
Apparently, you can...
No, that was the last one. That was A Good Day to Die Hard.
Okay.
Oh, God. That was such a bad...
The one before that was Live Free and Die Hard.
Yeah.
You can survive a nuclear chemical blast just by hiding behind a concrete pillar.
Yes. Yep. Yes. That's science.
I'm safe now.
Makes complete sense.
Then we had this one, too.
I just watched Hudson Hawk here last night.
Yes.
Love that fucking movie.
Would you rather be a fish?
Would you like to swing on a stone?
So good.
So good. Chills, man. Chills.
I like the person who threw in a Jar Jar thing at the end.
Just that scene right there.
What is this?
Wow.
The new Star Wars trailer.
Force is strong in my family.
Let's put that on the screen there, guy.
Yeah, because I've never seen it.
I don't have that hooked up to my laptop.
So
my
good.
Or you should say something, guy.
Do it, dick.
His sound's all screwed up.
My sister has it. You have that power too.
Use your words next time.
Kill yours.
Well, Alfred screwed up his sound before, so.
Oh, I got it.
No, you literally turned your sound off.
I didn't want that hiss.
Oh, that's what this was for.
I took the hiss out. So now I'll be putting the hiss back in!
Shut up. Let me watch this.
Don't worry, I'll make a ladder.
I'm not gonna do that.
Oh, it looks so good.
I can't fucking wait.
Force is strong in my family.
The two of you are fucking with the sound at the same time. Just leave it alone.
My father has it.
with a lightsaber.
You have that power too.
But he says my father has it, not past tense. So what the fuck is that?
He's still leaving his dad. Oh, he's dead.
That already looks better than the prequel trilogy, just with the coming attraction.
Star Wars Day, May 3rd, Halfpenny Pub, Sunday night.
Now play the Batman versus Superman one.
You want to see that one?
They released that officially.
Yeah. After it got leaked, we're like, ah, yeah. Son of a bitch!
I don't know why they just don't put it up when it's done. We're going to make you Batman v Superman, by the way. You're going to get... All right, there we go. Batman v... For versus or darkness.
Is it really surprising that
who's
the
even in
powerful
this?
Man in
Ben
the
Affleck?
World
oh, that's right.
Should be a figure of controversy.
We as
I'll,
a population on this planet have been looking for a savior.
We're talking about a being whose very existence
they are not telling us the truth.
Challenges our own sense of priority.
It is very
in the universe.
Dark Knight Returns-ish with all the news reports going on.
Following people with great power.
Power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Chaos.
Maybe he's just a guy trying to do the right thing.
We know better now, don't we? Devils don't come from hell beneath us.
They brought their warrior.
They come from the sky.
The world has been so caught up with what he can do that no one has asked what he should do.
Go on, go on, go on, go on.
That's how it starts. The fever, the rage,
the bat flack,
the feeling of powerlessness.
Batman.
It turns good men cruel.
Basically Ben Affleck fighting a very drunk Christopher Reeve from Superman 3. He finished that bottle of Johnny Red, and he's just fucking him up now.
Is this her shot glasses at Batman?
We saw the actual costume.
Yeah, the cape and cowl, right?
Yeah. That's it. Yeah, just the cowl didn't show
they
the rest
had
of,
a,
but you know it's going to be gray. And
somebody in the NBA, I saw a video on Facebook today that some guy from the NBA is like a huge Batman fan, and they took him, some company took him to the Universal Studios the tour of that, or Warner Brothers Studios, whatever it is, of the like their entire Batman section.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah,
they showed the guy the Batmobile and everything, and he got to sit in the new Batmobile and everything, and they showed the figures of Wonder Woman, Superman, and Batman all next to each other, and Batman's physical body is jacked compared to Superman.
Because they're doing a Dark Knight Returns thing where he's jacked.
Yeah.
He's old.
So
he's
huge.
Not fast. Yeah.
They say that's a gun. In that, do you think that's a gun or it's a spire from?
That does look like a gun.
I think it's just a
gun with a scope.
Yeah, because I mean,
Batman doesn't use
guns. In Dark Knight Returns, though, it's the Green Arrow who shoots Superman. So I don't think they're gonna bring Arrow into this right now.
You think it's gonna be heavy Batman?
Yeah,
like watching him hunt Superman.
That'd
like that's
a. The most dangerous game, a Kryptonian.
Pretty much, yeah, but I mean, are they going to bring in Kryptonite? It wasn't even introduced in the first Superman movie, I mean, they have to introduce it in this film. Because it's the only
maybe
way he's on the same level as Superman.
Maybe that's where Lex Luthor comes in.
Yeah.
Maybe. They have to introduce Kryptonite
he's
in this movie.
Like, hey, Bruce, I mean Batman. We all know your secret.
It's the only thing that levels the playing field, because I doubt they're going to have that.
Exactly the same.
They can't really have Superman working for the government and taking out
hey,
small
Clark
countries
Kent,
and shit.
I don't know, I'm more excited for Star Wars anyway.
Star Wars, yeah. Is Star Wars. Great. I still haven't watched the fucking three of them. No.
But the Jurassic Park
maybe
trailer.
May 3rd here.
Jurassic Park's looking pretty good now.
I like it.
I think it's going to be an interesting film.
You want to see that one too now?
The special effects of the new trailer they put out, was it today or yesterday?
Oh, there's a new trailer?
Yeah, it's trailer number 2.
So what's the order that you're doing on Star Wars Day?
Four, five, and six. Yeah, four, five, and six, that's it. That's why we're going to start at like 10 o'clock so we can put them all in order.
See 1, 2, 3.
You don't really have to.
You can see three.
You can see three.
I just have to sit through them. I just have to do it.
That's tough,
I don't
man.
Want to. I've never wanted to, hence the reason I haven't done
it. We're going to watch the original three. I mean, I only have it on Blu-ray, so.
Yeah.
In a world where dinosaurs
One of my friends and I were completely obsessed.
You love me.
With Jurassic Park. So I hear him listening to something on his phone when we're at work.
Is this the first trailer or the second trailer?
And he's like, they released the Jurassic Park score. Oh, he's like, I'm sitting here listening. I'm like, you are.
This is the first trailer.
The first one?
Yeah, that's the first trailer.
Yeah, the second trailer's got more dinosaurs in it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, second trailer's like, it's party. So much action. I just hope it didn't ruin the movie.
That seems like something good to have. A giant ball for dinosaurs to kick.
I love that we're just sitting here watching trailers and none of our listeners can see any of this stuff.
I'll put it on, on the website. Yeah. You can have like our own riff track.
No! Even a bigger shark for Alpha Defeater. Jurassic World. Alfred will not step foot anywhere near this park.
The past from the people who brought you Jurassic Park 1.
The second trailer has a lot more Chris Pratt,
I hope that shark
and weekends at Bernie
grows legs and gets out of the fucking thing.
I like that. For the people that brought you Jurassic Park. Jurassic Park 2 and weekend at Bernie's 2. Jurassic World.
They brought Bernie back from extinction.
That's the super intelligent dinosaur.
All he does is walk around the fucking...
His cocaine straw was preserved in fucking...
He only attacks when his music playing.
She's a highly intelligent animal.
Damn smart dinosaurs.
Yeah. I'm Dino Wrangler Donson.
Anything that moves.
Oh.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah.
Story, the girl who couldn't act in Spider-Man 3.
But I feel like... Star-Lord. He like trained like a troop of... Velociraptors, right?
Yeah, they show it in the second trailer. Yeah. They show him, like, you know, taming them and then using them as a weapon.
I have two more songs, so I get them off of.
Yeah. Alright, we're done with trailers.
Play music.
Yeah, that's all I had to say.
Yep.
Well, that's at the right time, too.
Well, start buffering.
Yeah, start buffering. We'll play another trailer while...
Here's a new release that actually came out about a week and a half ago. This is The Real McKenzies off of their new album, Rats in the Burlap. And we're going to go with the song, Yes, in honor of the Rangers. The Rangers.
Oh!
We're watching the Rangers game! Fuck! The Islanders. Big win last night.
Yeah.
Eat a dick. Buffering. Buffering.
So we get James in a laptop that worked.
Songs.
That was the Real McKenzies with their song Yes off of their newest album, Rats in the Burlap. You can go to fatwreck.com, check out their discography. They've been around forever, Real McKenzies.
Oh, man. Jurassic Park, one of the first time, it's like one of the first movies to come out on DVD that I saw at my, like, a real home theater.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
with THX. And we were like, we're all tripping out. And that was like the first time, like, you know, I've ever seen, like, a real home theater where that, like, because you hear, like, the, you know, the dinosaurs coming behind you and shit. Fucking freak me the fuck out. So every time I see Jurassic Park, I just think about acid.
It's a trigger for Alfred.
It is. It
Jurassic
really
Park, so let me go grab some acid. I don't know why I thought,
you know,
that.
That Tyrannosaurus Rex, like, that sound was like, whoosh, all around us. We're like, holy fuck. Yep. That's all I remember. I never liked, I liked one. I think I saw two.
The third one's not horrible.
Is that the world?
None of them are horrible.
No, the second one's pretty bad.
The one to go to the city, right?
The third one is, yeah. No, the second, well.
Second one is with the girl that's been stuck there, right? The kids stuck there for a while.
All of them are, the kids are fucking stuck there. Yeah. Don't bring kids to Jurassic Park
like,
or world.
Like, the Goldblum had to go back.
That's the second one.
The second one, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, why am I going back to this fucking
The third
place?
One is like with the teenager, like, parasails into it.
The third one.
Yeah.
The third one is when they bring back the doctor, right?
And yeah, yeah.
The chopper. And like, they're like reissuing, like, oh, we redid it. We redid the place, right?
Is that it too? Fuck.
Yeah, because it was the back. One. It was like the backup island or whatever, the third
something
one.
Something like that.
Yeah. It was basically everything that was from the first book that they didn't have the technology to make the special effects in, so they put it into the third movie. That's why the story was so half-assed.
Yeah. To be honest, I didn't really like Jurassic Park when it came out. Like, I didn't even care.
I like the first one, but that's one of those movies that you wanted to see in a theater with all the sound and shit. If you watch it on, like, you know,
my
crappy laptop.
Yeah, my Kia. What's the one?
Daewoo.
Right?
Daewoo,
yeah. My 12-inch Daewoo. Yeah, you know what I mean? I got the time. I'm not. Yeah.
No, you're like, this is not incredible. I don't know if this movie's okay.
This movie's boring. Oh, dinosaurs again. You know, I'm like, fuck it.
It's like, oh, look, the kids are trapped again. Like, who the fuck brought their kids to the park?
I'm like, all right. So, like, I'm not a big... I'm going to watch this one. It's like I'm not. You know, it's just one in 3D,
well, that's
too.
These are one of those movies that you want to see in the theater. Because it makes use of everything in the theater.
And now, like, you know, here we are. What was that? 1994? What was the first time?
After that. Maybe 90... Well, not, like, it's that far afterwards.
Because I was, like, first getting introduced to acid at the time. Right? It was, like, 94, right? True. No, because it was a DVD. So it had been 92, 93?
No, after that, I want to say. You might be right.
94, you think?
1993, yeah.
Yeah. 21 years ago, right?
Jurassic Park's legal, everyone. That's right, Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah, 20 years later, now I'm a better fucking home theater than, like, most movie theaters now, you know? Who knew? I went from a Daewoo to a home theater.
It's a Daewoo home theater, nonetheless, but still a home theater.
Yeah, I had a Daewoo 12-inch TV.
It cost just as much as one of their cars.
Yeah. We used to bring that Daewoo 12-inch TV. I forgot why I brought that over to our band
practice.
You
said you wanted to play Punch-Out on it or something like that.
Yes, it was just there. You guys gave me shit for having Daewoo, a Daewoo TV. Like, did this come free with your car?
No, dick.
My TV. Rangers 2-1 right now.
Yeah, fuck. I don't like either team, so.
I don't like Pittsburgh.
Yeah, Pittsburgh's a piece of shit.
Yeah. I fucking hate Pittsburgh.
I'd rather the Rangers win, like I said. I want to see them with the Islanders.
Me too. Would that be
round? I know I see the Islanders play the Blackhawks for the Cup.
Oh.
Would that be round two?
Yep.
Yeah, it'll be the next round.
And right now, New York Rangers are 1-1?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And Islanders are 1-1 too?
2-1. 2-1
now. 2-1?
And the Blackhawks are?
2-1. Yeah.
Shit. Anyone's game right now. Okay. Exciting times.
Yeah, we won the opening game. Then the second game, we got raped 6-2.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Crawford came out like he just came back from a Rise Against concert.
Yeah, exactly. So they had Darling start last night.
Yeah, he was good.
And he killed it.
Yeah.
Won 4-2.
That was I was watching that game. It was like going back and forth with the goal scoring. Then all of a sudden, the Blackhawks were like, fuck, you were taking this over.
Yeah. And it's funny because they pulled their goalie in the third with like 2.5 minutes left. And the Blackhawks kept shooting on it, and they kept fucking missing. I don't know how. Empty net.
They were nervous.
I don't know, man. Fucking, they should have had like 2 more fucking goals.
What about the Kings? Are they back in or no?
No, they missed it by like a point.
Yep. Shit.
And one of their players just got arrested in Vegas.
Possession charges.
For possession of cocaine and MDMA.
Small lady boy.
At Wet Republic. No, douchebag club.
What's that?
No, Wet Republic's like one of those, it's a pool party at night. It's just douchebags as far as the eye can see.
Oh, like deep rape
sessions. Which is yeah. Most of the pool parties
yeah,
in Vegas.
Yeah, yeah.
If well, like, they say the Hard Rock is good now, right?
That's fucking rehab. That's the original douchebag pool party bar in Vegas.
Yeah, that's like where all the young kids.
Yeah, people are always like, oh, you go to Vegas all the time, you go to rehab? Like, no.
I'm hanging inside the Golden Nugget.
There's only one rehab I'm going to. Yeah,
it's
going to have
to be
forced.
It's going
to
be forceful. It's going to be court ordered.
I'll go to Old Town.
All right, I'm running out of steam. How much time we got?
We got 5 more minutes of talking left.
All right, so follow us on Facebook, the Elvis and Alfred Show, ElvisandAlfred.com. Find us on Twitter, the Elvis Alfred Show.
At Elvis and Alfred on Twitter.
Okay.
The Elvis and Alfred Show is Instagram, because for some reason Twitter won't get that many letters.
Okay.
Hence why Jameson is on Twitter.
Jabo Cures Cancer.
Ah.
Yes. Jameson Cures Cancer on Instagram. I am not on fucking. Well, yeah, I have a Facebook, but I never actually did anything with that. Probably should. It was Jameson Elvis and Alfred.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then you can find me at JMO Takes Picks. Jameson Take Picks on Snapchat if you want to send me your tits. That's all my shit.
Yeah, I'm at Elvis Cage on Twitter. Elvis Cage on Instagram. I am Elvis Space Cage on Facebook. You can befriend me, but if you piss me off, I'm deleting you.
Yeah.
And on Snapchat, I am that Elvis guy.
And on Twitter, I'm at Alfred to the Max. Instagram, at Al Takes Pictures. I don't even know who I am on
Snapchat. That's what I had to think for a second. I was like, I don't use my usual.
Whiskey Rampage, I think?
Yeah, I think you ordered Whiskey Rampage.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, if you want to see nothing.
Yeah, if you want to see pictures of my dog.
Yeah.
And be watching hockey.
Yeah. It's pretty much the same, except no sports.
Go on to Facebook. You can follow the Paramount. You can follow Revolution.
That'll kill time. Plug some shows.
Yeah. Oh, shit. I don't really have that many good shows that I think our fan base would really like to
see. All right,
well, Gaslight Anthem might be.
Hold on, motherfucker.
Back. Slayer.
Go with what's going this
Slayer
month.
And Slayer again.
Slayer.
You can go check out this weekend, tomorrow, the 24th, you can go out to Stephen's Talk House in Amagansett. You can see Adams.
Oh, cool. And Playing Dead, too, right?
Playing Dead, I believe, is going to be there also. The 25th Saturday, we have Primus at the Paramount. The Tuesday, the 28th, Papa Roach.
By the way, the Primus show is their Willy Wonka show, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, Primus?
Yeah.
They're doing the whole
Primus and Chocolate Factory.
Yeah.
All
right. Cool. Wednesday, 29th, we have Circus Survive and Balance and Composure at the Paramount. For all you skyheads, we can go to the Paramount on Thursday, the 30th. We have English Beat.
Cool.
Just going to May. Neither of those, I don't think I'm going to see.
We got H2O, like May 5th, 6th, like May 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th.
When are you seeing Bad Religion?
From Mom to That's Ashes Reunion, June. May 15th at Revolution. Also, the 15th Psychedelic Furs at the Paramount.
I want to see them, actually.
Which one?
Psychedelic Furs.
Monday, the 18th of May, Jane's Addiction at the Paramount. Tuesday, May 19th, Steel Panther at the Paramount.
Oh,
you'll
I need
see
to get
everybody there.
Shit.
May 20th, Wednesday, you can see DJ Push Play, Elvis over at...
It's Elvis Presses Play, goddammit.
Whatever.
There's no DJ anymore.
DJ Press Play. It's funny. It sounds good. I like it.
DJ Press Play.
At O'Brien's.
Press Play.
I'll have
Press Play.
I'll have Alfred.
Like a word bubble.
Bar backing and doing some, making some drinks, pouring some waters.
Yeah, that's right. I know how to pour some waters, baby.
It's his specialty.
Soda.
Going back to old fucking, like, Long Island surf rock fucking slash ska punk rock shit. We got the Bogmen playing May 23rd, Saturday. Fantagram.
Cool. Where?
Paramount, May 29th.
Not too many fucking hippies.
And, of course, May 31st.
Fucking hippies.
We have Body Count.
I'll be there for that. So. You guys are all excited about that.
Yeah. Bunch of good shows coming up all over the place. Check it out. Go to revolutionli.com. You could go to paramountny.com and check out their calendars.
All right. I think that's going to be a show for this week.
Yeah. Good. I'm spent. We're going to go out with our
Body friends, count now. Yeah.
On our friends, with our friends from Timeshares. They recently signed to Side One Dummy. And their album's going to be coming out at the end of this month, I believe. The album is titled Already Dead. You can go on to YouTube and check out the video for this show. It's called the show for the for this song, The Bad Parts. It features dummies of the band, like fucking
puppets.
So
we played the other song last week. So.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, good. So go on, check them out. You can like them on Facebook also. Timeshares, The Bad Parts of Already Dead. And that was Timeshares with The Bad Parts off of their new album, Already Dead, releasing later on this month. You can check them out on Facebook. You can check them out on their Bandcamp. You can check them out all over the place, iTunes, fucking all that shit. Thanks for tuning in.
Yes. And we learned Albert's not allowed to drink beer while recording the show. Yeah. He knocks everything over.
messy, sloppy bastard.
So next week, the Whiskey Rampage will return.
Yeah, real whiskey this time.
More like radio.com. It's like radio on drugs.
The Cousin Joe Show.
One drink.
You cut.
I mean, it didn't even take him 20 seconds.
Did you fart my drink?
You take an alcoholic's drink away, they know. Like, right away, dude. It's just like, it's like a dog.
Oh, was that the bit while I was taking a piss?
Like, where'd my bed go? Like, it's like someone going to sleep and just like, who took my bed? Like,
so that was the hilarious bit while I was taking a piss. Let's see if the alcoholic notices his drink missing. That's what you did? You fucking pieces of shit.
Worked.
And why is Marie in the chat saying the song was so much fun to sing? Well, did you play the Pussy Poppy song?
No.
There's no video right now because the connection fucked up earlier. People are going to think it's like a bit. I was out of the studio. I was taking a piss. Did you?
I know. But you fucking...
Did you fart my fucking beverage?
That's getting cut. That's such a promo. That's such a fucking promo.
Shit, my pants. Nigga called it a beverage.
Tune in to the Cousin Joe Show live Thursday night, 7 to 10 on More Like Radio.
Bringing internet radio to the next level. It's not FM. It's not XM. It's More Like Radio.
A Star Wars. Nothing but Star Wars. Give me the Star Wars. Don't let them end. A Star Wars. If they should Star Wars, please let me Star Wars stay. And hey, how about that nutty Star Wars bar? Can you forget all the creatures in there? And hey, Darth Vader in that black and evil mask, did he scare you as much as he scared me? Ah! Star Wars! Those here in Star Wars! My seventh winner up here! Star